Welcome to the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast, where each week, Samantha Johnston, brand developer to the creative and confused, and Nicole Hoagland, small biz and confidence coach to the creatives, are having entrepreneurs share their real stories and tips about their honest and authentic success in business and how they have been able to lead boldly by being themselves. They are creating a movement to show you how to create your own version of success and empower you to be beautifully bold in your business.
Hey, everyone, and welcome to this mini-sode of the Beautifully Bold in Business podcast. I'm Nicole.
And I'm Samantha.
And today we are doing the first of our four-episode recap of every single episode that we've done with guests so far. Today's theme is all about being you in your business. And the four episodes that we are going to recap today are Kelly Elizabeth Scott's, we are going to do Jordana Jaffries, Sasha Gray's, and Lacey Craig's. So to kick it off, I would love to ask Samantha, what was your favorite thing about Kelly Elizabeth Scott's episode?
You know, when we talked to her about values and what she brings into her business and into her life, she mentioned self-respect. And I loved this because the way she described it was that if she's not respecting herself, and that was self-care and what she's doing and how she's doing it, that she wasn't living up to her full potential and showing up in the way in which she wanted to. She wasn't going to be proud of what she put out into the world. And I loved that because it was a great way of looking at it. And it's not just saying be yourself or love yourself, but it was looking at it from the perspective of what would be missing. The fact that you wouldn't be at your full potential, you wouldn't be at your best if you didn't. And I absolutely loved the way she talked about that.
I remember when she was saying that, like, the Aretha Franklin R-E-S-P-E-C-T song just kept going through my head. And I was like, this would be so awkward if I just started singing this. But she truly embodies that. She's probably one of the few people that I think really actually embrace being you. And I think that's really why we had her episode called Choosing to Be You, because she really has that sense of not only just self-worth, but self-respect, like you said.
Yes. Oh my gosh. There were so many gems in her episode. But that's one that just really stood out to me because I think it's something that a lot of us struggle with. And just hearing her take on it and how it can impact what you bring to the table was a great perspective to kind of change things and really reframe your mind.
And one of the other actual perspectives that I think really made her shine in that episode was she talked about that during this summer, because we did record it in August, she actually kind of went dark on social media. And it wasn't because she had something tragic happen or she just felt like she was overwhelmed. She took a step back because she felt like she was only posting to post. There wasn't necessarily any heart behind it. And she wasn't showing up authentically. So instead of actually just posting to post and gain new followers, she learned that in order to be herself, she needed to give herself kind of that social media break in order to come back and have content that actually connected with her audience and really have a sense of not only who they are, but actually what their stories mean, because that's what she is all about. And I think that that, to me, kind of hit home with really being able to show up and taking that step back when needed instead of always just showing up because you feel like you have to.
Yeah. And I think that looking at that perspective is awesome because so many people feel like they have to post so many times a day and post so many different things and be on so many different platforms. And I loved that she said that by trying to do all of that, she lost a bit of herself in it and that she had to take that step back and really be able to bring her to what she was doing and to have that heart in it. So I think that's another thing that a lot of people get lost in is the shoulds versus what really speaks to you and what really represents you.
I know. You know what I'm going to say right now, right?
Oh yeah, I know.
Yeah. You should never shit on yourself. Oh, but she actually really embraces that statement though. She never does anything where she feels like she should or could or must or have to. Like, she's one of those people that if it really doesn't make sense to her or it doesn't make sense and give value to her audience, she's not going to do it like 110%. So I think that that's why Kelly really embraces that sense of really being yourself in business. So what episode do you want to dive into next?
I think that the next one that I really love and that I feel like comes a little bit off of Kelly's is Jordana's. My takeaway from Jordana's was that when we asked her who her biggest influencer was, she mentioned that sure, there's, you know, a lot of people out in the world that influenced her, but her biggest one was herself. And while that, as she said, may have sounded narcissistic, the way she described it was really amazing. And I think it's something that a lot of us need to embody more. And that was, it was listening to yourself and really trusting yourself to make the right decisions in your business and not allowing other people to persuade you in a way that doesn't feel right or isn't true to yourself. And so I think that that is really amazing. And it kind of ties into Kelly's self-respect. You have that self-respect and belief in yourself, you will be your biggest influencer. And I think that that's an amazing way to look at things and to approach things.
Oh yeah. I think Jordana's kind of advice on being your biggest influencer was both the takeaways that we kind of wanted to bring to this episode. Because just for a fun fact, Samantha and I really didn't listen to these episodes together. We did it separately. And the fact that we came up with like the same things is pretty awesome. But I think when Jordana first said it, like if you go back to when we asked her, like, who's your biggest influencer? And she said, me. And then she went on to say, you know, it's not something that is, you know, meant to be narcissistic or meant to be selfish. It's really because if I'm not inspiring myself and influencing myself, then how can I get others to be authentic and show up as the person they want to be without giving them that advice first? And that truly was something, at least for me, when we recorded it back in August, actually hit home as a new entrepreneur, just because really kind of let me and allowed myself to see that, okay, these people who have a lot more following, they have a lot more influence, really actually are influenced by themselves, and that's perfectly okay.
Yeah, and I think that while that can sound almost egotistical sometimes too, it's really about the fact that if you expect others to feel that way about you, you have to first feel that way about yourself. So if you want to be your biggest influencer, then or if you want to influence others, you need to first be your biggest influencer. Mm-hmm. And I think that it's something that a lot of us feel strange about when we first get started. It's that having that belief from others before we can believe in ourselves and be comfortable with everything. But really, it's got to be the other way around in order to build a business.
Oh, yeah, wholeheartedly. And I think, too, Jordana's advice ties nicely into Lacey's story as well, kind of building off of what, you know, Kelly's with his self-respect and with really being herself and not showing up on social media and Jordana being her biggest influencer. When it comes to Lacey's story, her conviction to not necessarily find another job after she kind of quit her nice, cushy corporate job really is something about standing in your own power and being able to be yourself and know that there are things out there that you can only change and have a choice for, even if you feel like the choice isn't necessarily going to be easy.
Yes. What I really took away from Lacey's was the fact that in not making that choice to step out on her own and to do her thing and not be, you know, a robot in the corporate world, was that she wasn't creating the impact in the world that she wanted to. And I think that that's an amazing thing to think about is, are you making that impact that you want? And what is that impact that you want to make? Because you have to be yourself in order to truly get out there and influence and impact the world.
Yeah. And I think even everyone like Lacey, Jordana and Kelly have been ones to actually see that impact that they've kind of created, which is great for them to be able to reflect on as they grow their businesses and really kind of stay true to who they are. Because being yourself in business can sometimes come at a cost because there are people who might not like you and there are people who might be saying things, and really being able to stand true in what you're doing and who you want to be actually can impact the people around you as well, because it gives them that confidence to do the same.
Yes. And I think that that kind of leads into Sasha's episode for me.
Sasha.
What we're talking about here is, you know, talking about being your biggest influencer, creating the impact that you want to create and really having that self-respect. And I feel like out of all the people we've talked to, Sasha really, really represents that. And I know that while she is wiser in years than the rest of us, she is definitely a role model in this area. My biggest takeaway from her episode was that what she discovered was that by being herself, that sassy and fun and, you know, carefree kind of person, that she found that others weren't that different from her. That as she said things, felt more comfortable, and it was, I'm not alone. I'm not the only one who thinks this. I'm not the only one who does this. You know, there's others like me. And I think that that's what we're most afraid of in being ourselves, is the rejection and the ridicule, or, you know, whatever might come of it, whatever people might think of us. But really what Sasha showed was that when you are yourself, when you embody all of those things that Lacey and Kelly and Jordana talked about, is that you'll find that you're less different than you thought you were.
Well, and I think too, what Sasha brings is a whole different aspect of vulnerability too. Like, she is not afraid to speak her mind. She's not afraid to call people out when she feels convicted to do it. But at the same time, she brings that sense of softness that we also all want to see in people who are being themselves in business, and not necessarily that harsh kind of, you know, people might expect to see when it comes to being a business and really being firm in what you do. And she really has this great way of navigating both. I think too, because she, especially from the episode when she was talking about, you know, just doing it and just getting out there and seeing what happens, that too kind of leads to what she also does. She doesn't necessarily overthink things in her business, and she doesn't necessarily sit down and have a plan all the time. She kind of just comes up with an idea, goes with it, executes it, and see what happens. And I think that too is a great way of being yourself, because when you get in your own mind and you overthink things and you kind of feel like you have to come up with a plan that goes, you know, from plan A to plan Z, it really can lead to a whole bunch of stops when you really should just be going forward. And that to me was like the biggest takeaway from Sasha's episode too, was really getting out of your own head and just going for it.
Yes. And I think that right around that same time frame that she talked about that Nike Just Do It piece, she also mentioned the tokens that she sold and how it was something so small, and it wasn't something that she overthought like you talked about. It was something that she just did kind of like a, "Ooh, let's try this." And it made a huge impact. And I think that that's something that ties into the sensitive side of Sasha, like you talked about, but a lot about just doing something that felt right and was very her, and it made a huge impact. So when you're thinking about how you can be yourself and make the impact and the type of impact you want to make, it doesn't have to be a big thing to make a big impact. It can be something so small. And I really love that. And it didn't come from the sassy or outspoken side of Sasha. It came from the sensitive and really heartfelt side of Sasha.
Those are not fat baby wins, people. They are fat baby moves.
Oh, we've got a new one now. Fat baby moves.
We have a new one now. Yeah. Well, because it's not technically celebrating the wins. It's actually encouraging you to make those small steps forward. We think on the fly.
I'm not picturing the baby doing the steps. I'm picturing the baby like in the diaper doing the dance.
Yeah. I mean, either way is fine. Dancing, because dancing, you're still taking steps. You might not just be moving forward, but you're moving.
As long as you're not standing still, right?
No, not standing still.
So really, I think the biggest thing that we want everybody to hear in this is that while it may seem scary to be yourself, it's important to be yourself. It's important to have that self-respect, that belief in yourself, where you can be your own influencer, where you can step out and really make that impact by being yourself. And you'll find that not so many people are all that different, that there's going to be others like you, that there are going to be people that love what you have to say and are so thankful that you are the one who said it because they weren't able to. Mm-hmm. So did you have anything you wanted to add?
I was just going to say, from the wise words of Lacey Craig, come from a place of I create my own results and you will be unstoppable.
I love it. And with that, thank you for listening. And we'd love to hear your thoughts on this episode. So if you've enjoyed this episode or any other episode, leave us a review. Let us know what you think. And come over and join us in the Facebook group at Beautifully Bold in Business. And if you want to check out the show notes, they're at beautifullyboldpodcast.com.
Thanks, and guys. We will have all the links to all of these shows too that we talked about, so you can go back and reference them.
Yep. Thanks.
All right. Bye.
Let's get you leading beautifully and boldly in your life and business. head on over to beautifullyboldpodcast.com for more information about this episode, show notes, and resources on how to be beautifully bold in your business. There you can also learn more about the two beautiful women behind the movement. If you liked what you heard today, then head on over to iTunes and leave Nicole and Samantha a review. It's the little things that can have a huge impact, and your review would mean so much to them. This music is provided by bensound.com.